Buonasera and good evening, ladies and gentle persons. It is 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Sunday, July 1st, 2012. I'm your hostess, Sandra London, and you're now listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio. Please enjoy this first song, which is called Je m'en vais by the Limani. Excuse me, and I will be right back with you. Enjoy.
Here you go.
That was the song Without You by Funeral of Romance, and you're listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio, and I'm Sandra London. I'd like to wish any Canadians out there who may be listening in a very happy Canada Day, or Fête du Canada. It's the National Day of Canada, a federal statutory holiday celebrating the anniversary of the July 1st, 1867 enactment of the British North American Act, which united three colonies into a single country called Canada within the British Empire. So happy Canada Day, Canadians. And, happy 1st of July to more than just Canada, I suppose. let's see. Hold on one moment. I have like pages and pages of notes and like trying to tame this wild beast running around and skipping and jumping. But it is Emancipation Day in Somalia and Suriname. And was there another one? Oh, well, I guess July kicks off National Ice Cream Month. So feel free to indulge your guilty pleasures with all the ice cream you can stand, because this month calls for it. Yeah. So I have a lot more little news briefs that I've earmarked, dogmarked, all these things that I'd be more than happy to share with you. And I will do so. I'm not sure if I should keep going or play another song. But I will. All right, yes. Let me go ahead and keep going, I guess, as far as for July. I can't remember, really, since I started broadcasting, doing my show, Playtime with Sandra Radio, ever since the first Sunday of this year. Now we're kicking off the official second half of the year. And I'm not sure if I've ever actually broadcasted on the first of the month of any month up to this point. Perhaps, maybe, I don't know, April, maybe? Yes, April. There we go. Because it's not a leap year, right? Anyway, yes. But, I had my little interview on that day. And so now, I guess I'll go ahead and share a little bit of information about July that I just thought was kind of cool and interesting. Feel free to tell me if you're like, who cares? Move it along, but I'm going to go ahead and share because I like learning random useless or useful, potentially useful bits of information, like, all the time. Anyway, so July is, on average, the warmest month of the Northern Hemisphere. The birthstone for people born in July is the ruby. The original name was actually Quintilis, which is the Latin word, and it was because it was the fifth month in the ancient Roman calendar. But nowadays, it's July, thanks to Augustus back in ancient Roman times, who wanted to honor Julius Caesar, who was born in what is now referred to us Anglophones as July. So there you go. A brief little bit of history and knowledge all rolled up into a little soundbite. So I hope you enjoyed that part. And what else? Okay, people born in the month of July have the birth flowers of either a larkspur or the water lily. And there are two zodiac signs that fall within this month: Cancer, a water sign, and Leo, a fire sign. And this is also when what is known as, or what are known as, dog days officially begin, which signify the hottest, most sultry days of summer. And so the Romans associated the hot weather with the star Sirius, because it is the brightest star in the constellation, and it is also the brightest star in the night sky. So, yeah. I think that's kind of cool. I don't know if anybody has seen, but on my website, liveandgrindinla.com, I posted a cute little puppy video where it was extremely hot that day, and he, Sir the Pup-Pup, was definitely having a dog day. Very long, languid, time underneath the shining bright sun. Yeah, and now he's running around like crazy, which is kind of cute. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and play another song for you. And this song I actually did a dance video to, which was available on my original Sandra London TV channel, which was able to be viewed on YouTube. And it is by one of my favorite artists, MIA, with her song XXXO. So have fun and enjoy. Here you go.
Thank you.
And that was a song, XXXO, by MIA. That song is so much fun to dance to, like, you don't even know. Or do you? You tell me. Anyway, the call-in number is 858-815-2333. Once again, the call-in number is 858-815-2333. And you're listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio. Yeah, so I have, tons more news, tons more stories, and I'm going to get to those, but wait, let me just let you know, I'm going to go ahead and put, I'm going to republish my dance video, my dance clip to that song on my website either tonight or tomorrow. So that anybody that hasn't seen it can see it, because I had a lot of fun making it, and I hope you'll have a lot of fun viewing it or reviewing it, so, yay. But yes, here's another song for you now, and this is one of my favorite songs that I've ever heard from Naked Girls Radio, and this is Black Metal Rose by Fierce Creatures. Have fun. That was the Fierce Creatures with their song Black Metal Rose, which I heard first via Naked Girls Radio. I found some more news. Okay, so for those of you fellow Californians and Los Angelinos, yes, there are some new laws for our state which have gone into effect beginning today. A few of those I have here that I found through KTLA. com. So here's three or four or so of them, maybe five. Okay, yeah. All right, number one, sales of fattened duck liver or foie gras will be banned at grocers and restaurants. Two, the Salvage Car Act will require dealers to mark salvaged vehicles with bright red warning stickers. Number three, the Safe Body Art Act requires tattoo artists to be registered, vaccinated against hepatitis B, and receive training in CPR and first aid. Four, individual and group health insurance providers will be required to cover maternity services and behavioral treatment of autism for children and young adults. Ooh, and then that, let's see, is that the last one? Yes, five. The fifth one is there are two new anti-bullying laws in schools. One, Seth's law will give revamp revamp training at schools, and the other will give bullying victims priority for school transfers. Did they add the last one? Or did I say the last one? This is strange. Oh, yes, I did. So there you go. So that was the two-parter of the fifth, the fifth new law of the existing new laws that have gone into effect beginning today. So, yes, there you go. Californians, keep in mind you can no longer get your foie gras, which you may not really care about, or some of you, but I do because I actually like foie gras, but I can understand how it's not considered terribly humane by Californians in general. I know how we are. I can respect that, but can I just go ahead and admit that I love foie gras? Is that okay? But yes. Rest in peace, foie gras of California. Yeah. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and play. I'm going to play Bound to Crash by Mongrel, and I'll be right back with you with even more news and perhaps a live reading. I have like four or five and possibly more in mind as far as like options of what I'd like to read. And that sucks because I can't just sit there and keep debating which one to read over the other. So I don't know. I'm going to have to just, like, I don't know, draw straws or roll the dice or some such. But we'll see. I'll pick something out here in due time. But meanwhile, check this song out, Bound to Crash by Mongrel. Now, my next song for you here is Freak Show by Cheech Marley featuring Tony Yates.
Young James, Cheech Marley, Tony Yates.
Girl, I like how you work them hips and thighs. How you dancing all around, it got me hypnotized. And you got my attention. How you drop it to the floor. All eyes on you like you're shooting a free throw. That free throw. Shake it for me slow, me and split it to the flow. I'm hypnotized and glamorized by the shape of your thighs. Aroused and mesmerized, your apple bottom just right. Let's do some role playing, you pink it, I'm Wesley Pipes. Mr. Beat that thing up and tell the kitty keep the night. Even if it's hard here, I don't bark, I just bite. Get it, I've been grinding all my life. You met my girl, ecstasy, she can take you for a ride. Up away, our destination cloud nine. Why I want that look, it is you crazy or just blind? You a five-star chick, a certified dime. You put on exotic shows when you vibe to my rhymes. All the ballers want to hit you, tell them dudes stand in line. Get real pimp, give me your body plus your mind. And we can share this limelight, 2010, being crying. Girl, I like how you work them hips and thighs. How you bouncing all around, it got me hypnotized. And you got my attention, how you drop it to the floor. All eyes on you. Like you shouldn't have freaked me.
Cheech Marley featuring Tony Yates with their song Freak Show. So, I guess, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and pick up where I left off last week with my reading of Venus in Furs. I'll back up a little bit just to kind of, recomposition a bit for anyone who's been following along. If not, you're going to have to listen to last week's episode to catch up. But I'll go ahead and just, you know, do a small recital and then continue onwards with a little bit more of Venus in Furs. So how about that? So I will get started. I'll go ahead and get started now. Okay. Do you remember the first time we met? How could I forget it? I said. You wore your abundant hair and brown curls, and you had brown eyes and a red mouth. But I recognized you immediately by the outline of your face and its marble-like pallor. You always wore a violet-blue velvet jacket edged with squirrel skin. You were really in love with the costume and awfully docile. You've taught me what love is. Your serene form of worship let me forget 2,000 years. And my faithfulness to you was without equal. Well, as far as faithfulness goes, ungrateful! I will not reproach you with anything. You're a divine woman, but nevertheless a woman, and like every woman, cruel in love. What you call cruel, the goddess of love replied, is simply the element of passion and of natural love, which is woman's nature and makes her give herself where she loves and makes her love everything that pleases her. Can there be any greater cruelty for a lover than the unfaithfulness of the woman he loves? Indeed, she replied, we are faithful as long as we love. But you demand faithfulness of a woman without love and the giving of herself without enjoyment. Who is cruel there, woman or man? You of the North, in general, take love too soberly and seriously. You talk of duties, where there should only be a question of pleasure. That is why our emotions are honorable and virtuous, and our relations permanent. And yet, a restless, always unsatisfied craving for the nudity of paganism, she interrupted. But that love, which is the highest joy, which is divine simplicity itself, is not for you moderns, you children of reflection. It works only evil in you. As soon as you wish to be natural, you become common. To you, nature seems something hostile. You've made devils out of the smiling gods of Greece, and out of me, a demon. You can only exorcise and curse me, or slay yourselves in bacchantic madness before my altar. And if ever one of you has had the courage to kiss my red mouth, he makes a barefoot pilgrimage to Rome in penitential robes, and expects flowers to grow from his withered staff, while under my feet, roses, violets, and myrtles spring up every hour, but their fragrance does not agree with you. Stay among your northern fogs and Christian incense. Let us pagans remain under the debris, beneath the lava. Do not disinter us. Pompeii was not built for you, nor our villas, our baths, our temples. You do not require gods. We are chilled in your world. The beautiful marble woman coughed and drew the dark sables still closer about her shoulders. Much obliged for the classical lesson, I replied, but you cannot deny that man and woman are mortal enemies. In your serene, sunlit world, as well as in our foggy one. In love, there is union into a single being for a short time only, capable of only one thought, one sensation, one will, in order to be then further disunited. And you know this better than I. Whichever of the two fails to subjugate will soon feel the feet of the other on his neck. And as a rule, the man, that is the woman, cried Madame Venus with proud mockery, which you know better than I. Of course, and that is why I don't have any illusions. You mean you are now my slave without illusions, and for that reason you shall feel the weight of my foot without mercy. Madam, don't you know me yet? Yes, I am cruel, since you take so much delight in that word, and am I not entitled to be so? Man is the one who desires, woman the one who is desired. This is woman's entire but decisive advantage. Through his passionate nature has given man into woman's hands, and the woman who does not know how to make him her subject, her slave, her toy, and how to betray him with a smile in the end is not wise. Exactly your principles, I interrupted angrily. They are based on the experience of thousands of years, she replied ironically, while her white fingers played over the dark fur. The more devoted a woman shows herself, the sooner the man sobers down and becomes domineering. The more cruelly she treats him, and the more faithless she is, the worse she uses him, the more wantonly she plays with him, the less pity she shows him, by so much the more will she increase his desire, be loved, worshipped by him. So it has always been, since the time of Helen and Delilah, down to Catherine II and Lola Montez. I cannot deny, I said, that nothing will attract a man more than the picture of a beautiful, passionate, cruel, and despotic woman who wantonly changes her favorites without scruple in accordance with her whim. And in addition, wears furs, exclaimed the divinity. What do you mean by that? I know your predilection. Do you know, I interrupted, that since we last saw each other, you've grown very coquettish. In what way, may I ask? And that there is no way of accentuating your white body to greater advantage than by these dark furs, and that, the divinity laughed. You are dreaming, she cried. Wake up. And she clasped my arm with her marble white hand. Do wake up, she repeated raucously with the low register of her voice. I opened my eyes with difficulty. I think I'm going to stop right there, the end. I'll go further perhaps next time or some such. But yes, that was the end of the second passage in Venus in Furs. Ooh, she's cruel, isn't she, huh? But anyway, let me give you another song, and then I will be right back with you. I will play Intoxicating by Ulterior Motives. Here you go. That was Ulterior Motives with their song, Intoxicating. You can listen to more of their music on nakedgirlsradio.com. And now, I'm going to go ahead and play the audio version of the dance clip I made to the song Pina Colada Boy by the group Baby Alice. So here you go. Was Pina Colada by Baby Alice, as pulled by or from my audio recording from the old dance clip. Yeah, all right. One more, and this would be Moi Je Joue, a Brigitte Bardot song. It's a lot of fun, and I'm sure you'll like it. Here you go.
How does it say that?
I don't know, but it's about to start. Hello, you're watching Sandra London TV, and what you're about to hear is a hot, cold reading of the very next video coming up. That's going to be called Housekeeping, and we will start right about now.
Ariola, I clean now?
Yes, you cleaning.
I fluff for you.
Oh, yes, yes, good, good boy, Patrick. I like.
Ariola, are you in there? I want to see our son, Arnie.
Yes, Mario, I am there. I am almost coming.
Do we have the time? I finish?
Patrick! You must not be so hot in here. Mario will ask a funny question. Arnie does not look anything like him. He looks like you, puppy.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Mira, you can see.
Uh-oh. Ariola, come, come. I want to spend the quality time with my family. Give me my son. You never let me see him for very long.
I come. I just wanted to show Patrick how to wax. My ass.
What is going on in there?
The glass, Nucky. I'm showing him how to wax the glass.
Nonsense. Do I need to come in there?
Oh, if only you had, maybe. If only you had.
My baby.
Voila. So that's it so far. That's this little script I wrote up in about 5 minutes or so. I'm going to work on it, and we're going to do the actual play version of it. And then you'll see it, and our faces will be out of hiding. Good night. I'll be back.
So that concludes tonight's episode of Playtime with Sandra Radio. I hope you enjoyed yourselves. You can continue to listen to more Playtime, Fun Time, music, and hotness all the time on NakedGirlsRadio.com. You can head over there now and tune in. And you can also visit my website and learn more about me at toliveandgrindinla.com. Or if you want to see even more, go ahead and head over to about.me/I'mSandraLondon. Good night.
Hello, all you sexy naked girls radio listeners. Have yourself a naked day and make it a naughty night with me, Sandra London, on Playtime with Sandra every Sunday night, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 p.m. Central, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.